This is the morning edition of the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. The ranking member of the Senate Agriculture Committee, Mississippi's Thad Cochran, joins us. Senator, we saw you on the floor following the positive vote Monday night with regard to the farm bill. What do you hope for now with Mr. Boehner and the folks out of the House?
I'm hopeful that they'll pass a bill that can pass the Senate pass bill that would suit me just fine. But I know they'll probably invite a conference or somehow try to reach agreement with us on a conference report that can be approved in both houses.
Can you talk about the differences in this year's bill and last year's bill? There were some lacking for growers out of Mississippi and other farmers out of the South that's in the legislation now. How do you like this bill better?
Well, I think it serves the interests of agriculture generally. And if you're involved in farming, I think you'll like this bill. It may not have the support prices that some previous years have seen, but we're under a lot of pressure to hold down spending, and I think we've met that challenge. We reduced by $24 billion the cost of programs that are authorized by current law. But we also have provided incentives for conservation practices that'll help maintain healthy growing conditions for agriculture products throughout the country. Horticulture and crop insurance and food assistance programs are all included in the bill.
Senator, last time around, some senators out of the South didn't vote for that language because it was lacking the target price and loan rate they were looking for. Now you have McConnell, Thune, some others, Mr. Roberts, who didn't vote for it because they say that the Senate plan now would have growers producing for the government program and not the marketplace. How do you respond to that?
Well, I think we have a balanced approach. There's some commodities where we provide incentives that are a little more generous than others, but I think on balance it's a fair bill for all areas of the country and all crops.
With regard to the means test that was added in amendment, $750,000 and more in gross income would bring you less taxpayer subsidy with regard to the crop insurance program. How do you see that, and how do you see the study that will be a companion to it?
Well, this should help us in conference with the House try to reach an accommodation on issues like that. I think it leaves room for both bodies to express themselves and be sure the bill suits their notions about what's fair and what's appropriate to be included in a farm bill.
The debate over the amendments, there was one that failed that would have made no cuts to the nutrition program, another failed that would have taken $30 billion. How do you see a compromise ahead with the House, assuming they stay at a $20 billion cut to the SNAP program?
Well, I think they will be hard to bargain with. They're going to be committed, I know, as they should be, to try to be an influence in the process, and we'll listen to their suggestions and hope we can resolve our differences.
Let's finish with this. I know now you've got an even bigger task with the immigration reform. What are the potholes that could throw that off track, and what is the common good that could arrive you at a conclusion?
Well, that's a tough bill to pass, and I think those who've been actively involved in it have done a good job of trying to reach an agreement on competing interests of those who want to share in the bounty of America's commerce. But we've got to recognize that it's a two-way street, and we've got to have some flexibility, and I think that's going to be reflected in the final outcome.
Agriculture has a big stake in this immigration bill. When you have crops that weren't harvested because there weren't adequate workers, that's a concern. And to give the Secretary of Agriculture some power in this legislation, a lot of folks would say it's common sense.
Yeah, I think so. We do have to get the government agencies energized and involved. And anyway, they'll earn their keep if they solve a lot of the problems that we still have to work on.
Well, we're all in favor of them earning their keep. Senator Cochran, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate your hard work on the bill.
Thank you very much.
I'm Jeff Nally. This is the Morning Edition on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network.